Daughter Arise, Girl Talk with Sister and Sarah.
I sing yellow and gold as a new day dawn, like a virgin unveiled who waited so long to dance and rejoice and to sing her song and to rest in the arms of a love so strong.
Hello again, I'm Sarah Denny.
And I'm Sister Tracy. Welcome to Daughter Arise, Girl Talk with Sister and Sarah, where we explore together the gift of our identity as daughters of the Father and how we can live our feminine genius in today's world.
So today we are excited to have you join us again, and we are going to talk about hashtag adulting. That's a term that, if you haven't heard, it's being thrown around a lot, especially with those in our 20s and 30s, I believe, that often we come up against these different issues or scenarios that our parents probably dealt with before us, and they probably told us about them, but now we're having to live them for ourselves. And sometimes it's really hard.
Yeah, we just didn't have to deal with it. Right. Now we got to deal with
it. We're like, wait, what do we do?
It's like, grow up. Oh, man. So, yeah, and we have with us today, as a very special guest, Miss Gabby Smith.
So excited to be here, you guys.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. And we just want to say, too, Gabby is one of our favorite people who is such a blessing to us. And she's always actually sitting with us behind the scenes, but rarely do you get to hear from her. So we are so thankful that today she agreed to just talk with us because she has a lot of wisdom herself.
Yes, she has lived through hashtag adulting in probably more ways than we can imagine.
Yes.
So we wanted to just kind of, maybe you could tell the audience a little bit about yourself and how, you know, you find that you're having to deal with these issues about being an adult in today's world.
Yes. So for those who have heard me before, I am a co-host and the news director for Wake Up in the Morning on Catholic Community Radio. I'm also the station manager for Catholic Radio in New Orleans. So you'll see me around town working with the Archdiocese and different ministries in the area. Praise God.
So you're a radio girl.
Yes, I am. Radio, media, anything pretty much that has to do with Catholicism. Praise God. It's not exhausting.
Yeah.
It's joyful.
Yeah.
I am a single mom. By the grace of God, the Lord has given me the graces to just keep on going and adult, basically what Sarah was saying. But yes, my love for the Lord as a single person has just been amazing, and trying to teach, a 5-year-old, a kindergartner, how to love God.
Probably in the day to day, right? You just never know. And I think that's a big part of why we even thought of this show topic in the first place, is that life is always throwing at us something surprising, sometimes a little disconcerting, overwhelming, at times. And a lot of that, we have an idea of what it means to deal with challenges in life. But then it's like, okay, now the rubber hits the road. Mm-hmm. How do I deal with this?
Yes.
And how do I do it with someone else who may be smaller than I am and who has different impressions of the world than I do? How do I live in that space?
It definitely forces you to be an adult. For those of you who probably don't know, I was previously married, and just things happen, that you can't control, and it forces you to really just let go and to trust God. That's all you can do. And that little 5-year-old, well, he was 3, but he's not going to take care of himself.
Right.
You have to be there for him, and you have to show him the example. Like, it's okay. Let's get back up and try again. Let's keep going.
So maybe we could start with that. Like, how would you define adult? Because really,
I feel like that's a loaded question.
I know, but really,
I guess too, like, what your current experience today from what you, and knowing that you still have a lot to learn, right? And you're on this journey, and we're with you definitely. Mm-hmm. But how would you, in today, like this moment right here, say it means to be an adult, like to be a woman in the world who's trying to be responsible?
I think today, in today's world, it's challenging, especially for young people. But to be an adult, I honestly believe, is doing your duty that God is asking you to do at that present moment.
Mm.
To try your best. I'm saying this because it's hard for me sometimes.
Yeah.
To not worry about what's going to happen in the future.
Preach it, sister.
Financially, relationships, work. But that God put you in this moment, and you have duties to do.
Right. Yes.
If you're like, if you're not going to get up from your bed and make dinner, you're not eating. Mm-hmm. You know, like,
well, yeah. She just made me so happy. Yeah. Because I feel like, because you just spoke so much truth that's freeing, but I feel like it also shows like the mercy of God in adulting is such that he literally gives us duties. Like, yeah, if I'm going to eat, I need to make my own dinner.
Yeah.
But it what it does, it's like, I feel like I've been thinking of it lately, almost like Hansel and Gretel. It's little crumbs mm-hmm. that like pull us forward. Like mm-hmm. I don't have all the answers to those big questions, and I could sit here for several hours and freak myself out trying mm-hmm. to figure it out and still not have an answer.
Yeah.
But I can also choose, instead of doing that, to be present to the reality of I have these duties to fulfill, and those exactly. things are actually a mercy that pull me forward, and I live my way into these answers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like every day we choose to wake up and go to work, you know, mm-hmm. because if mm-hmm. we don't go to work, we're not paying rent.
Yeah, right.
Or the grocery, you
and
know.
Wait, it's like you're saying that sometimes work doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm on cloud nine and this mm-hmm. is the best day ever. Because like, it doesn't.
It's true. And I think of like, you know, I mean, like, how do you define adulting? Well, part of it too is my brother always says like, Tracy, I got the don't wants today, you know? And I think as young people and as adolescents, we can have the don't wants and yes. live there. Mm-hmm. And when you're in this space of being an adult, you just can't stay there too long.
And yeah. that don't want, it doesn't mean that I'm like messing up my life or I made a wrong decision mm-hmm. or I need to change everything. Like,
yeah.
there's different if that's a consistent, mm-hmm. right? And that's a discernment.
Sure.
But most of the time, what it means is like, oh, I'm human.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
today I'm tired.
Yeah.
Or
exactly.
I'm sick or something else happened. But that's life. Like, that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Or today I want Popeyes. Heck. Uh-huh. Yeah. I get like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's caught between the struggle of eating healthy and wanting grilled cheese or mm-hmm. wanting Popeyes
yes.
or something. But, you know, like, for instance, the laundry. I thought of my laundry today. I usually do it once a week, you know, because we don't, you know, we don't like run around outside and dirty up our clothes all the time. But I mean, today I'm like, man, I really need to do this. Or
has it been a little longer than a week?
No, it's well, I think maybe a day or two. And I'm very consistent. Like, I have mm-hmm. to stay on the schedule. That's just who I am. Mm-hmm. And because if I don't, I get messed up and my son gets messed up, and the routine just keeps us going. And we thrive on it.
And you talked about a schedule, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes the first step of adulting is getting out of
yes.
bed.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, that's a constant struggle. And Matthew Kelly wrote in his book, Resisting Happiness, it was one of the first things he said was, that is a spiritual battle, like one of the first,
Amen.
If not the first spiritual battle of our day. Are we going to hit that snooze button? Or are we going to get up and say, I'm ready to conquer the world? Mm. Like, not today. Even if it's Monday and it's hard to get up, you know, just to do that.
Yeah.
But that's one of the hardest things. And I've actually had a bad experience. In high school, I used to hit the snooze button all the time. And then my dad would come in and be like, what are you doing? We got to leave in 5 minutes. Mm. So Ooh, now yeah. I have this paranoia. If I hit the snooze button, it's never going to go off. Mm. So,
but you know, you brought in your parents. Like, that's, I think that's the thing. So many times our parents like swoop in mm-hmm. and would save us from the ramifications yeah. of our whatever, you know, you could call it laziness, or you could call it maybe slowness. Spiritually, we could call mm-hmm. it sloth, you know.
Yeah.
A sort of like a dampening of our energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but when we're kind of the ones that have to bear the brunt of whatever the repercussions are,
yes.
then we feel it. And
yes.
then we have to kind of make decisions based on that.
And I mm-hmm. think there's a beautiful balance here too of something you just mentioned, Gabby, is like coming to know ourselves as who we are, mm-hmm. not who someone else thinks we are or who I
exactly.
think someone expects me to be, but like, you know, for you, this kind of a routine is what allows me to thrive and be the best version of myself that I want to be,
mm-hmm.
right? And I think sometimes we can get caught up in like, well, how does this person do this mm-hmm. or this person do that? And the reality
oh, yeah, right.
is, okay, as an adult, if I'm being responsible, it's this beautiful balance of I have to get these things done and also simultaneously like loving myself enough to acknowledge like, this is how I was made.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to love myself in that. And what, though sometimes hard decisions, do I have to make so that I can still continue to move forward.
So exactly. Gabby, how have you maybe over time come to know yourself? Because I think that's a big part of adulting, right?
Absolutely.
Is coming
yes.
to know my inner needs or the things that like make me feel happy and then, mm-hmm. then the things that drive me crazy, you know?
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that you've kind of learned over time that, you know, show us a little bit more about what adulting is.
Trial and error.
Yes.
I got caught into the wheel of constantly comparing myself to other moms. And I think as moms, we do that.
Yeah.
We're like, oh my gosh, that mom has it all together. She's fit. She has that walking stroller with three kids. She's jogging. She's taking her kids to school at the same time every day. She's a homeroom mom. Her hair is perfect. Like, I want to be you.
You can't see, but we were laughing.
Her eyebrows are on fleek, whatever that means.
Yeah, yeah.
Sister just said
that. This is such a thing. Like, it's so true.
It is. Yeah. It is. And it's so comforting to see that sometimes, like, the laundry isn't getting done that day.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, but seeing what works for you and your family and seeing what works to keep you sane, but also to see, to me, my spiritual life is very important. Mm-hmm. So what makes me closer to God? Like, does, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think, but does jogging every day for 2 hours bring me closer to God? If that brings me constant stress, then maybe take it down to 30 minutes or maybe like a couple of days a week, you know, or realizing that, you know, if you're a working mom and you're constantly going to work and dropping off kids and trying to be the homeroom mom and like what in your schedule is, you know, prohibiting you to be closer to God? Like, is that making you stressed or angry? Mm-hmm. Like, seeing what works for you. And I think as women, we do that, whether we're married or a mom or not, we're constantly comparing ourselves to other women. Yeah. And God created us to be our own person, Amen. To be our own woman of Christ.
And I love, too, how you brought up the reality of there's a spiritual battle, because I really do think oftentimes we can be in an experience overwhelmed and we're like, Lord, why are you letting me experience this? And sometimes he's like, I didn't ask you to enter into this battle.
Yes.
Like, I didn't actually want you to go here. Like, I want you to like slow down for a second, take a step back, and like, you don't have to go into this space here. You don't have to, whatever it is, I don't know, Facebook or sitting in the carpool line and you're
I didn't ask you to be that person.
Yeah. Right. Like, I just want you to be you. Exactly. Right. And like, the glory that we bring to the kingdom is never because we're someone else. It's because we're being exactly who we are. And the beauty of like, just almost in a certain sense, like rejecting the lies that come up against us of like to be holy or to be good. What I think is so beautiful, what you just shared, is that the church does not say to be a holy woman, you must do X, Y, Z. What she says is to be a holy woman, be open to the Lord and be you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And half the time we are so much more kind, compassionate, generous, merciful to everybody else. And when it comes to us, we're very hard on ourselves.
Absolutely.
I made my mom a little sign. I mean, my mom is in her 80s, and I put a sign in the bathroom so that she sees it first thing in the morning. It says, be sweet to Ethel first.
Yes.
That's my mom's name.
That's the best.
And so, I mean, that's the call for each of us. How can I love myself in the true sense, in the sense of respecting my dignity and loving it and welcoming it and being a gift to others? Well, when we come back, we're going to talk more to Gabby about hashtag adulthood.
When I was in college, I ended up having a lot of questions about my faith, and I ended up leaving the church. After a series of personal tragedies, I really felt a need to come home to a church, and that's when I came back to the Catholic Church. I never realized before that we get, at every Mass, the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalms, and the Gospel. I never realized before it's all biblically based. The Catholic Church is based on the Bible. This is the church that Christ started, and we practice all the sacraments as he gave them to us, and I think that's important. I love getting up and going to church. I love going to Mass. I feel like I get to go to Mass, not like I have to go to Mass. The joy, I have joy in my spirit, I have a lightness in my spirit that I haven't had before. I love the Catholic Church with all my heart, and I can't imagine my life without it. My life is totally different now.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for whatever reason, we invite you to take another look. Visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Welcome back to Daughter Arise, Girl Talk with Sister and Sarah. I'm Sister Tracy.
And I am Sarah Denny.
And earlier we were talking to Gabby Smith, who is our beautiful guest today, about hashtag adulting.
Oh, yeah.
And we were talking about how, you know, a lot of times in our culture especially, we run across people in situations where it seems as though the difficulties that we encounter or have encountered sort of set us on a path where we end up getting almost becoming victims of that to the point where we can't even face the challenges or the realities that come are in our life daily. And I was thinking, you know, Gabby, you've shared a bit about some of your experiences. And I think people can often think, oh, that's great. She had a marriage and now she's has faith and well, great. But I'm still stuck in this place. So I was thinking, Gabby, maybe you could share just a little bit about how you've kind of allowed the wounds of your life to bring you to the place that you are in now.
Well, certainly it does take time. That's all I have to say. And I didn't think that was possible. You know, whenever you first break up with your boyfriend, you think it's the end of the world and you're like, I'm never going to get through this, you know, the drama. It's true. You know, it's scary. I was in my last semester at LSU about to graduate when my family fell apart. And, you know, I've tried absolutely everything. I tried everything. And it just came to a point where I really just needed to rely on God, that it was this little child and myself. And I'm like, all right, I felt like I put him on my back and we were, you know, we were talking in the break, like trudging through the swamp together, trudging through this darkness together and just kind of being like, I immediately turned to Christ because I felt like that's all I could do, you know, and realizing that reflecting on the past, even though it was very hard to do, wasn't going to make things better. That the only thing was to literally live in the present moment and live day by day and trusting in God. Yeah. And it was hard because there were times where I wanted to cry, but I had 2 hours to study for an exam. Or, you know, my son was sick and I wanted to mope in bed, but I couldn't. Like, the Lord was really pushing me to just do my duties and to keep focused. And it helped that I had a prayer support that I could trust and confide in a certain group of people, you know, my spiritual director, my family. But it did take time and it took a good, you know, year and a half. And throughout that time, I went through an annulment process and I had to write a 10-page essay to the tribunal why my marriage didn't work. And that was emotional. That was, but it was healing. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to write. You don't want to convince a group of priests who married you why it didn't work. It's embarrassing. But, and you want to reflect on the past. You get angry. You get upset. You're like, why? You know, like marriage is supposed to be forever. Why is this happening to me? You know, I'm a good Catholic. I don't understand. But reflecting on the past and letting the enemy literally dig up that grave that you are trying to bury, that's how he gets you. And, you know, I've gone through the whole, like, the cycle, the crazy cycle, I like to call, where the enemy's just throwing things at you. And he's like, remember this, and you messed this up, and you messed this up, and you messed this up, and all these lies in your head. And the Lord is like, no, I've got you. Trust me. You're doing great. Let's do this together. Like, you're doing amazing. Like, look at your son. You are blessed. You know, everyone is going through something and you just feel so alone. But in reality, that's not the case. You may be the only, you know, person in your 20s who are going is going through this in your group of friends, but you're not alone because the Lord is truly and really there. And just honestly surrendering. That's all I can say.
You were really given a lot of graces that, to me,
I felt like I was in a bubble. I felt like, you know, certain people were throwing arrows and and especially the enemy was throwing arrows at me, but they were bouncing off. You know, and turning to Our Lady. That's when I really started having the strong devotion to Our Lady and praying the rosary every day. I remember finding myself just clutching the rosary at night. Because I didn't know what else to do. I can't call my mom like every hour of the day. Like, she has to work, you know?
She's got a life.
But
it's so beautiful, too, that you share that one of the times that I was blessed to go, I was blessed to go to Fatima for a day. Mm-hmm. And at night, they have this beautiful, just their tradition, the way it works. Yeah, yeah, they do every single night. They pray this international rosary. So it's like 10 different languages. They like split up the decades. And then they do this walk, like a procession, with everyone has candles. And the first night I was there, it happened to be the Feast of Corpus Christi. So it was the Eucharist. But the second night, it was just this statue of Our Lady on this bed of roses. Mm. And I was just so struck. Like, I was looking around the whole time this procession's happening and there's all these languages being spoken. I don't know anyone there. I'm just by myself. And I was like, wow, like, what is it about this place that makes it so set apart and that's so different? And I was like, it just seems to me like at the end of the day, every single one of us, no matter how old we get, we just want our mama. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, we just want to be with mm-hmm. our mom, and we just want her to hold us and take care of us. And but that's exactly what Our Lady wants us to do. Like, mm-hmm. I remember reading that she had told Lucia, like, my Immaculate Heart will be your refuge mm-hmm. and will be your guide on your journey towards God. And like, that's what you're describing, like living it in reality.
Yes. And I think too, Mary teaches us how to not let our wounds define mm-hmm. us, which I Absolutely. Hear very much in what you're saying, yes. Gabby. Yes. And I can't thank you enough
yes,
for
really,
sharing
thank you. Yeah,
no problem.
So beautifully what you're living. I think Mary, you know, at the cross, she stood. We don't know the position of where everybody else was. The disciples were running. Mm-hmm. John, we don't know. I was hearing a talk by another priest, and he was saying he could have been thrashing around on the ground.
Oh.
But we do know Mary was standing.
Yes.
And she teaches us how to withstand mm-hmm. or stand up in the midst of the dismay mm-hmm. of being given a load of difficulty. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to use the word my brother uses. To that we have to deal with. And it's either yeah. you deal with it or it's going to visit you tomorrow. And right. so, and sometimes it's not about eradicating it mm-hmm. because we don't have that power. And I was so, it's such a blessing to hear you, because faith is all about realizing that, no, I don't have the strength
right.
to contend with this devil mm-hmm. or this disappointment or this loss of my dream, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But Mary, through your prayer, and Jesus, through your mercy, mm-hmm. I do.
Exactly. And it does take time. And I remember telling myself, if God's will be done, that I do enter into a relationship in the future for my son and for my possible future family, God willing, you know, I am healed from my wounds first mm. because, and my spiritual director said, don't take the wounds from the past and let you define your future relationship.
Yeah.
You know, take time and really discern and really think about it. And he's like, take this time to be single. Take this time to really focus on your child and where you want to go, you know, with your job. Financially, where do you want to live?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's your faith going to be? What kind of example do you want to set for your son? And this is all goes back to being an adult.
Amen.
Adulting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you are the one, like, moms do it all. Like,
yes.
you are the ones, and dads too.
The real Wonder Woman.
You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you know, if I don't get up from bed, not only am I not going to eat, but my son isn't going to eat. Mm-hmm. He's going to constantly be like, Mom, I'm kind of hungry right
yeah.
now. Mom,
yeah.
I'm hungry. And he's a growing boy, so he gets mm-hmm. hungry probably 5 times a day.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
But
yeah.
yeah, just keep on keeping on. But it's so, the Eucharist is so real. Mm-hmm. Adoration is so real. That is where your strength is going to come from,
mm-hmm.
the rosary. And you wouldn't believe, like, it's scary because some things you don't want to happen, but the Lord is gonna be like, you know, sometimes this is gonna happen,
yeah.
but we're gonna get through it together, and we can do this. But just wait and see. It's awful now, but it's gonna be better in the
yeah.
future.
And I feel like everything you're sharing about being an adult and this beautiful aspect of surrender is like, we have. It's almost like that prayer. I feel like we pray a lot with serenity, but it's really coming to terms with, okay, there are certain things in my life that I cannot control,
yeah.
and life is just happening.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
there are other things that I can control. And
yeah.
though I think for women especially, like, we want to be in control. We want to make it all pretty and perfect and great, and we can't. And like, the
yeah.
beauty of, first and foremost, what we talk about a lot on this show is like, you were being a daughter, but like of the Eternal Father and like of Our Lady, and realizing, okay, my little boy, I can participate or not. I have to feed him. I'm going to feed him. But
yeah.
being faithful to those duties,
mm-hmm.
you also were fighting this good fight to it's not in your control to even heal yourself from your wounds. Like, that's not on you, but it's to surrender it to the Lord and to ask him to do the healing and to be open to how he moves in your life for your future, whatever relationship could come into your life. You know, that trusting that he is going to heal in the way that he needs to heal, and that you don't need to be perfect to even go forward. He wants you just as you are.
Exactly. I see the Lord being in the front lines with me at a battle scene and giving me all this armor and being like, just wear this armor and you'll be okay. You will not die. You'll be protected. Just trust. And it's scary because you're like, they're coming for me. Yeah. Okay, they're getting closer.
Do you see
them?
They're right there.
I know. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's so true.
And that reminds me, too, of that scripture verse from Exodus 14:14. I myself will fight for you. You need only to be still.
Yes. Yeah. And like Mary, right? She stood. She stood. And so that, in a sense, the Lord is saying, stand within my love and I will act. I will defend you. I will heal you. I will give you everything you need. And it's like that fatherhood of God that we have to trust. And right, I think it's so true. Some people think, oh, well, when I get this all together, I'll be able to deal with a relationship. Or whenever I'm this, I can do this. It's like, no, sometimes if I'm being present to my life, I will find that in the midst of my messiness, God is saying, look, I'm going to give this to you now. And in our relationship, we're going to walk through this together, and I will give you so much good.
And like that adulting is being at home within yourself, right? It's this journey, this adventure, exactly what you just said. Like the Father invites us not to go like be someone else, but he's like, no. I love you so much so that I want you to be you. In this difficulty, and I'm going to pull you forward and make you even more yourself than
you can imagine. Or I'm going to carry you. Yeah. We were talking in the break about how there's this beautiful prayer in our Catholic tradition called the Anima Christi. It's the soul of Christ, because what it is it puts our position before the Lord, and we ask him to do all the work.
Right.
So why don't we pray that prayer today, especially concentrating on that line in the Anima Christi where we ask the Lord Jesus to put us and hide us within his wounds.
And I just want to invite you to, as we pray this, it's just helped me a lot in moments of difficulty to literally imagine myself as a little girl and I kind of crawl up inside. Yes. But his wounds of mercy, like that's where the glory comes. And I can hide in there because he can handle it.
Yeah.
So
he's big enough.
Yes, he's big enough. And I just have to be little and receive. He wants to pour it out. So receive it. So together, if you know it, please pray it with us. If not, we're going to pray and you can just listen with your heart. But it says, soul of Christ, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me. Water from Christ's side, wash me. Passion of Christ, strengthen me. O good Jesus, hear me. Within thy wounds, hide me. Suffer me not to be separated from thee. From the malicious enemy, defend me. In the hour of my death, call me, and bid me come unto thee, that I may praise thee with thy saints and with thy angels forever and ever. Amen.
So, Lord, we thank you for this gift that you are for us, you who sanctify us, save us, and hide us within your wounds. We ask you, Lord, to always give us your strength so that we can encounter our lives with faith and trust in you, knowing that you will bring us where we need to go and you will give us everything we need.
And so, Lord, we just thank you for the gift of this time. We thank all of you lovely people, men and women who have joined us. And we just want to encourage you in the journey. We are with you in hashtag adulting and don't give up the fight. But truly, it's been such a gift to spend time with you. And we hope that you will join us again soon.
Daughter Arise is a production of Catholic Community Radio.